I saw then in my dream that he went on thus, even until he came to the bottom, where he saw, a little out of the way, three men fast asleep, with fetters of iron upon their heels. The name of one was Simple, of another, Sloth, and of the third, Presumption. Christian, then, seeing them lie in this case, went to them, if peradventure he might awake them.
Gentlemen, you behave like soldiers asleep on their watch.
What?
Wake up! Wake up, I say! 'Tis not safe to fall asleep on the road to Zion. There is danger.
What? Is there danger, do you say?
Yes. Awake, therefore, and come away. Here, I will help you off with your irons.
Ah, we are doing just fine. Go away.
No. If he that goeth about like a roaring lion comes by, you will certainly become prey to his teeth.
Lions? I don't see no roaring lions.
He cometh when you look not for him. Awake out of sleep.
I told you I don't see no danger. Go away.
You there. Wake up.
Get a little more sleep, then I shall join thee.
Thou must awake now, for now it is high time to awake out of sleep. The night is far spent, the day is at hand.
Thou art right, and I shall join thee in a little while, but first I must get my rest.
No, you can rest later. Come.
But the way is hard, and he who has called us is a hard taskmaster. Therefore, I've got to save up my strength for my journey.
Thou dost bury thy talent in the earth.
Nay, I do but preserve it whole, without one speck missing.
And you, wilt not thou be made free and follow on with me?
Soon.
Soon doth never come.
Not so, for I have seen it come and go many times.
Thou must act now. For the time is far spent.
We have been in this way longer than thou. If there be such an urgency to be off, all in a huff, the Lord of the way will make it known unto us before thee.
How?
We shall surely feel a burning in our breasts, or at least an article in the church paper.
Aye, at least an article.
But he hath given us command that we sleep not as others. We must be diligent and press forward toward the high calling that is set before us.
We await the latter rain to fit us up. 'Twould be foolish to run before the time appointed.
But...
And now, be off with you. We are in the way of life, and for now that be enough.
Nay, but thou must show forth thy calling to this way by travelling forward in it.
Bah! Thou speakest of legalism. Knowest thou not that 'twas all finished at the cross? Off with you.
But...
Away, I say. Let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind.
But I speak the truth.
As thou dost understand it. No, let us resume our sleep. It may be that God will give one of us a dream to confirm thy warnings of danger.
A dream, yes. A dream.
And so they lay down to sleep again, and Christian went on his way. Yet was he troubled to think that men in that danger should so little esteem the kindness of him that so offered help to them, both by awakening of them, counseling them, and proffering to help them off with their irons.